Wow, we reinvent ourselves all the time, actually. It's not this big, huge leap thing. Sometimes it's just small things that happen in our lives that we have to reinvent. And essentially, it's just about bringing something new, creating something new away from what the norm is. That's all reinvention is.
Hello, and welcome to the Coaching Hub podcast with me, your host, Ruth Kudsey. If you're a coach or you're coaching curious, this is the place for you. We're going to be talking all things coaching, personal development, and business development in a really fun way. You're going to hear live coaching sessions, and you're going to come away with tools and techniques that you can practically use and take away. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love you to subscribe. And if you really enjoy it, give me a review. Hello, and welcome to the Coaching Hub podcast. I'm super excited to have Eleanor Tweddle here. Eleanor's going to be talking a little bit about her role and what she does. And so we're not giving her anything other than her name. So Eleanor, welcome.
Thank you. I love that. That's the perfect way to start a podcast about reinvention.
Exactly. So this is all about reinvention, which is why we're not going to put any labels. And we love to give each other labels, don't we?
Oh my goodness, 100%. I think that is the biggest thing that people wrestle with when we're going through change and reinventing ourselves in a career format. It's this thing about who am I? And how many times do we introduce ourselves with a job title? And, you know, to reinvent yourself away from that is the struggle. So exactly, no job title here today, just me and chatting about reinvention and what it is.
And it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because when we introduce ourselves with a job title, who do you think is really interested in our job title?
Oh, my goodness. Good question. I think it's a comfort blanket. I think it's our default. And it's just easy. And somehow it's just become societal norm. It's just the thing. You know, you meet someone at a barbecue and they kind of go, weather. That's probably what we start with. You know, how's the weather? And then what do you do then? And then we've got this pressure to come up with something. So it's easy to say, oh, I'm a project manager. And everyone gets it. And everyone's like, oh, right, okay, yeah. So I think you put yourself in a space, not maybe pressure, but you put yourself in a space of labeling yourself to make life easy for a while and who you are. But I guess the person sometimes when we go to networking or in certain circumstances, sometimes people are interested because they're actually trying to suss out, okay, do I want to talk to this person? How can I find common ground? Are they going to be useful to me? You know, it depends on where you're at. I think business networking was always a bit of a tricky one where, you know, you're introducing yourself and you're pretty much saying, I'm this, do you want to keep talking to me? So depending on what it is, I think, yes, there's certainly elements of status, there's elements of ego coming into it. But I'm really fascinated when people answer the question, you know, so what do? I'm really interested in how they answer. And it's a big sign of where they're at in their lives.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about reinvention. What has driven reinvention for you?
So I think until a couple of months ago, I didn't really think of myself as reinventing myself. It was something that came to me when I was reading an article about change in general, because I work with organizations that are going through change and in various parts of it, I support them. And this reinvention concept came up and it kind of hit me that, wow, we reinvent ourselves all the time, actually. It's not this big, huge leap thing. Sometimes it's just small things that happen in our lives that we have to reinvent. And essentially, it's just about bringing something new, creating something new away from what the norm is. That's all reinvention is. And so this relationship with having to reinvent yourself feels overwhelming. And, you know, some of my clients that I work with often say, oh, I'd love to do that. I would love to do something completely different, but I just wouldn't know where to start. And they're overwhelming themselves by this huge concept of reinvention. But when you think about it, we reinvent ourselves probably about four or five times a year in micro reinventions. So things like moving house, things like meeting a partner, getting married, having children, getting divorced, getting a dog, joining a new class. You know, all the time we reinvent because we're coming to a new space as a new person. So that's what kind of fascinated me about it. And I thought, wow, I've actually reinvented myself a lot in the last few years because we've moved house four times in the last 5 years. That's a reinvention. So yeah, when you start looking at it like that, it suddenly doesn't become very overwhelming. It becomes possible.
Mm, I like that. Moving from overwhelming to possible. So it doesn't have to be a kind of Sandy from Greece. Here I am, although obviously that would be lovely. It doesn't have to be that. These reinventions can be at a micro level.
Yeah, I absolutely love that you've brought Greece into that. That's incredible. But it's true, isn't it? It's how we feel. It's how we feel about change, especially if you've been in a corporate job or you've been in a certain role or a profession for a long time, but you really want to do something else. You just think, yeah, but this is who I am. I can't even imagine what else I can do. I think reimagination gives us permission to reinvent. So imagination is an important part of that. And using Sandy as that, you know, Sandy didn't think that she could be anything. She couldn't be one of the cool, was it the pink ladies? Yeah, you know, she didn't feel like she fit in there. She just was this kind of, you know, the geeky one that sat outside and she wasn't going to be that. But all it took was a few bits of encouragement and suddenly she was actually more than that. She was like, the pink lady. So yeah, it takes a bit of imagination, I think. And then once you start to believe I can be so many different things, I could take elements of me that I love and enjoy into this new me, I can leave behind the things I'm not enjoying anymore, it becomes something that feels achievable. And suddenly change doesn't feel so overwhelming. It feels like something natural and just a progression.
So it's about making it feel less overwhelming.
Yes.
So you've talked about moving four times in 5 years. Let's come back to, so you've recently completed the professional coach diploma with us at Optimus. How has that helped you reinvent yourself more? What's going on for you in that space?
Yeah, and that's such a great example, isn't it? Of, you know, you just join a program. That's what you think you're doing. Like, yeah, sure, I'll join a program. That'll be fun. I'll learn something new. But that in itself, I think, if you bring an open mind to anything that you're doing that's learning and you bring a curiosity with you that says, well, I'm going to learn some new stuff, not just factually, not just knowledge, but I'm actually going to learn about myself as well. That's where reinvention can take part. And actually joining a new program in itself is reinvention because you're creating something new in your time. So suddenly I could have introduced myself as, yeah, I'm Eleanor. I'm part of Optimus Coaching Academy. You know, that's a new thing now that I can label myself. So I think that the whole program was actually more than just learning how to be a great coach or great coaching skills. It was kind of look to yourself to say, well, what bits can I take with me into this new you? What can I evolve with? What parts am I finding energy from? And tuning into that. And I think anybody who's starting something new, like learning something new or taking up evening classes or anything like that, I think you have to dig deeper than just what you're being taught. You have to look at how you're feeling about it, what you're learning about yourself as well. And that's total reinvention. That's the complete, you know, energy that gives you to step forward into new you.
Mm. And what's your new you?
Good question. I think new, I mean, I probably reinvent myself every single day. And that's the problem. I get up and go, oh my God, I'm going to do this today. But again, getting to know yourself, isn't it? Understanding that I'm just full of ideas that I'm very happy to just get out there and go immediately without much thought. And that's part of the problem is really good kind of exercise. So I kind of have gone through so many thoughts about this. I kind of feel right now that you don't have to have a definition. So exactly, you know, we started the podcast without proper introduction, which is maybe weird, but I could have introduced myself in so many different ways. I could say I'm Eleanor, the author. I'm Eleanor, the writer. I'm Eleanor, the coach. I'm the comms consultant. I'm Eleanor, the walker. Eleanor, the Cumbrian. You know, you can say so many things. And what I've realized is I'm quite happy to be all of those things. what I need to get better at is, what am I going to really focus on in the next 3 months and absolutely nail so I achieve business goals? So I'm getting better at the focus side. So actually, I've reinvented myself into being more focused, into more intentional about what I want to achieve, and probably put more of a business hat on this year than maybe before. So actually, my reinvention is more how I'm doing something and maybe what I'm calling myself or what I'm doing. And I'm finding that I'm feeling a lot more comfortable having done that work, because I was probably open to so much that actually nothing quite, you know, I wasn't quite sure who I was. But now I'm very clear on, well, this is the goal for the quarter and this is what I'll be working on. So this is who I am today.
I love so much of that. I love the fact that it's okay to be all of these people. Like, you don't have to always be in a box. Actually, it's thinking about, right, for what I want to achieve, what's going to serve me best right now? Rather than, I have to be Eleanor that whatever. It's more about linking that to what's going to serve you best.
That's exactly it, yeah. I mean, people talk about portfolio careers now, and I get asked about it a lot, and people say, but how do you become, you know, how do you take off all the hats and put them all on and not confuse people? And I think you basically dial up one hat at a time. And as you said, you know, you get really clear on what you're wanting to achieve for that quarter and you go for it. And I work in, again, I'm reinventing myself, I work in quarters now, which I never did before. I would just kind of go with it, see what happens, move on to the next thing. Now give it 3 months with this hat on. And what I find is, even though I'm focusing on one thing, like at the moment it is reinvention and I'm completely focusing in that space, other hats come along. So I got a project last week from someone seeing posts that I'm talking about on LinkedIn about reinvention, but they said, oh yeah, your comms as well, we've got a bit of a project, would you be interested? And it's really nice and a simple thing. And I was like, yeah, sure. Yes, there's nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but actually they've seen the portfolio and said, oh, well, actually, you know, we could do some work. So you might be focusing on one thing, but it doesn't mean you're shutting doors to all opportunities. It's like the old niching conversation around, like, should I just specialize, but does it close doors? I think it just helps you get known for something, so someone's clear, but it doesn't mean that all the other doors are shut. So yeah, I think that's kind of an important mindset to think about when you're reinventing. It doesn't have to be one thing, and you don't have to close doors. You just have to know intentionally what you're focusing on.
And yeah, that's always interesting. This is, I had a debate yesterday about the niche, which part of me, it was like, you know, and people got really extreme because some people were like, yeah, you have to niche. You cannot be successful unless you niche. And I'm like, well, you can.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that niching is a bad idea. It works for many people. Equally, it doesn't work for everyone. I think we have to appreciate that in this world, not everything works for everyone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's so interesting, isn't it, when you see people getting really riled up about stuff like this. Like,
I guess it's their projection, isn't it, of kind of, if it's working for them or their comfort zone, they can't even think about a different way. But there is a different way, and that's what we have to do the work on, isn't it? That, again, that's reinvention, seeing, challenging yourself and your view of the world and actually going, oh my God, there's a different world that is possible. I didn't realize. That's reinvention in itself. And sometimes you can just have a real revelation about that. And that's just a brilliant thing. I mean, just that example you've given, I've had that as well, when people are adamant. No, what, the Americans are adamant. What do they call it? Niching, don't they? Niching.
Yeah, the riches are in the niches.
But it isn't. It isn't always for everybody. You could bore yourself senseless if you're that kind of person. And so where's the success? And it also depends on what people's definition of success is. Like, I've done a lot of work on that now, 4 years later, and realized I need variety. Can't just be one thing. It's impossible. My brain just doesn't work like that. I'd bore myself. Like, I might as well just go back to corporate and earn a lot of money that way. It's the same thing. So you have to get to know, like, what success is for you, not just financially, but, you know, what are you doing? How are you being? Who are you working with? And reinvent into that, you know, evolve into that. It's really important. I remember somebody similar post to what you did. I posted on LinkedIn about, you don't always have to be on social media to have a successful business. Like, I know so many people who they're just not on it, but they're massive consultants in corporate land. You just need a good network. And again, somebody was took real offense to that. They were like, that's so outdated. Of course you've got to be on social media. You know, that's wrong advice. And I'm like, it isn't. It's your projection. I know people who earn four times as much as me, and all it is on relationships that and in getting corporate contracts. So you've got to kind of push yourself about what you're believing to be true, that paradigm, and push beyond it to see that actually the world's not flat. The world is round.
Yeah. And equally, challenge yourself to think differently, because it, you know, it's all well and good saying this is how things work, but actually that isn't how we get revolutions. That isn't how we find all of these new exciting things if we're always stuck in this one way of thinking. Yeah. And I guess that's about reinvention as well. Reinvention is really about saying, actually, maybe I'm going to challenge the way that I've done things in the past and the way that I've thought in the past.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't always worked out for me. Or maybe it has worked out for me, but it could work out for me differently.
Yeah, that's it. There could be a whole new world beyond what you're believing, just sitting there waiting for you, that could be even better and bringing you something completely different into it. And yeah, you're holding yourself in this space of what you're believing. So it's kind of limiting it. So yeah, I do think embracing that reimagination and then leading yourself into a space of open to reinventing can be quite liberating and feel like you're kind of discovering a new you that you never thought was possible.
I love it. So we've covered quite a lot of ground here. We've talked a lot about reinvention and what that might be like and how it might not be that massive transformation. It might be something more subtle. I know that lots of people are going to want to come and find you. So where do you hang out? Where can they find you?
So my business is called Another Door. So that's on all the social media, all as usual, although I'm not often on social media. I'm on LinkedIn quite a bit now, but I actually, again, reinvention, decided to dial down my social media because it just wasn't enjoying it anymore. So I'm on LinkedIn. So yeah, come and join in and join in the debates. I'm often putting stuff on LinkedIn that get quite a bit of discussion. So join in. There's a good little crowd, nice community there. So join in, and I'd love to hear what people's thoughts are on reinvention.
And we'll pop the link below so you can easily find Eleanor and let her know your thought. Thank you so much for being on here, Eleanor. I've really enjoyed the conversation. We went everywhere. Sandy from Greece, that's the first time she's come up in a podcast.
We need to be more Sandy.
We need to all be more Sandy. I think that's the biggest takeaway.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you for listening to the Coaching Hub podcast with me, Ruth Kudsey. If you enjoy this, I would love you to join my Facebook group, The Coaching Community, for more of the same.